four ladies from across the world. We have come just to give a word. Come one, come two, come all. Ride with us and we won't let you fall. Loving God is what we've come to do. Edifying queens, oh, that's EQ.
Welcome back. I am so excited to be on here with you guys on this beautiful Friday. I just hope and wish you guys a beautiful day. It is a beautiful day that the Lord has made, and I am just so grateful, so thankful that I get to wake up and see with my own eyes just how beautiful the Lord's work. So let's go ahead and meet our Heavenly Father this morning. Heavenly Father, I just want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord, for just allowing us to see another beautiful day, Father God, that you have made. Your works, Lord, are wonderful, and we thank you each and every single day, Father God. I thank you, Lord, that you give us breath in our lungs to be able to breathe, sight to our eyes to be able to see, for us to be able to smell, to hear, to taste. Father God, we are grateful to have a fully functioning body. So we just give you all the glory and honor on this beautiful day, Father God. Thank you for reminding us that you alone, oh God, you are enough in the life that we live, Father God. And that with you, when we have you in our lives, Father God, we are grateful because you always come through, Father God. So thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for another day. I lift up our faithful listeners, Lord, to you, Father God. You know what they're going through. You know what each and every one of them is going through. So I just lift them up, Father God. Whatever it is, the situation, I pray, Lord, that you, O Lord, will be with them, that you, O Lord, will guide them through, that you, O Lord, will lead them through, Father God, and that you protect them and guide them, Father God. And provide for anything that they need, Lord, because you are a God who provides. You are our provider. So we call unto you that you, O Lord, will just meet their needs, Father God, and that you, O Lord, will continue to be with them, Lord. Continue to guide them, Father God. So thank you, Jesus, for this beautiful day. I pray for last but not least that you, O Lord, will decrease her and increase you, Lord, in my life so that I can do your will. Let your will be done in my life, Father God, in our lives, Father God. Help us, Lord, to always come back to you and ask you to show and reveal to us your day, each and your will, each and every single day, Father God. So that we can jump in and, jump in and join you at work, Father God. So we thank you. I thank you, Jesus. Continue to be with us. Help us, Lord, to do your will. Now speak to me, Father God, on this beautiful day. Give me the right words to say, what it is that your listeners are needing on this day. Help me, Lord, to be that working vessel for you, Father God, to be able to meet them, Father God, where they're at, Father God, and that they learn something and apply it to their lives, Father God. So thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I praise you, Lord, on this beautiful day. I glorify your name on this beautiful day, and I just glorify and honor you, Lord, with my whole heart. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen. Welcome back. In today's episode, I titled it, Waging War Against the Enemy. waging war against the enemy. You know, we may not physically see it, but the enemy is always at work around us. There is a spiritual battle happening for the souls of every person. And I simply want to come on here today to encourage and motivate you to keep on praying for our nation. Keep on seeking the face of God. We cannot let our guards down, you guys. We cannot. We need to be able to fill in the gaps for our brothers and sisters in Christ that are out there. And we can only do that through prayer. So that's why we need to stay on guard and be able to pray for one another. You know, with all that is going on in this world, we as believers in Christ need to stay on guard at all times. So in today's episode, I really just wanted to come on here and encourage you guys to just keep, you know, seeking God. Keep seeking Him each and every single day. Each and every single day, because that is all we can do in this the time that we live in today. You know, I had a blast last week and this week with brothers and sisters in Christ from all over my town. You know, one of the churches here in my town held a daily evening prayer for like 10 straight days, and it was amazing. It was amazing. I cannot even describe how amazing it was. The feel of being in the same room with my brothers and sisters in Christ from, you know, different churches, just coming together to pray together was just, I don't even know how to describe it. It was indescribable. And it was amazing to see the way they come in expecting nothing but the presence of God. And, you know, halfway in through our worship, you just start seeing people laying flat on the floor, crying out to God, not worrying about what was going on around them, you know, putting their full focus on God. And it was just so amazing. It touches my heart. It really touches my heart. And I was just so grateful to be a part of the prayer nights, like some days that they do it. I was able to make it out and it just blessed me. And throughout the whole thing, you know, the whole thing, 2 Chronicles 7:14 keeps replaying in my mind, which says, "Then if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and restore their lands." And this was it, guys. We truly believe, I truly believe that God is going to do something amazing in this town. And it was just a beautiful experience, and I was so glad to be a part of it, and I cannot wait to do it again. I just wish that you guys were here to be able to experience this with me, but you know, we just pray for one another, lifting each other up. We lift the nation up in prayers, just everything, with everything that is going on. But it was just amazing. It was just amazing. And that's why this episode today, Waging War Against the Enemy, this is exactly how we can win the battle against the enemy. When we humble ourselves, pray, and seek the face of God, fixing our eyes on God and the things that are above, instead of focusing on the things that are of this world. You know, the other day, I was on social media and I just felt so sad and discouraged from seeing the different comments from our very own people, like our very own brothers and sisters all across the world, that were commenting on these posts that regarding, you know, some of the most influential pastors that are doing their works. And I just think to myself, you know, sometimes we forget that God is the only judge. And our job as believers in Christ is to pray for one another, pray for each other. You know, if we see something that goes against God's word, we need to be able to pray for each other. Instead, we are on social media posting away, focusing on the wrong thing instead of fixing our eyes on Jesus. And I feel like Paul just put everything in perspective for me. If you can turn with me to 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 14. It says, remind everyone about these things and command them in God's presence to stop fighting over words. Such arguments are useless and they can ruin those who hear them. You know, we are to stop arguing over unimportant details or have foolish discussion, because such arguments are confusing, useless, and even harmful. You know, false teachers love to cause strife and divisions by their meaningless quibbling over unimportant details, and that's the enemy's job. The enemy's job to divide God's people instead of unifying them. You know, instead of unifying them, he likes to come in and divide God's people. We have to remember that we are not fighting them physically. I'm talking about these influential pastors, but against the demons that are inside of them. We are to pray for them. Pray that God will change them for his glory, that God will turn them around for his glory. You know, 2 Corinthians chapter 10, starting in verse 3, it says, we are human, but we don't wage war as humans do. We use God's mighty weapons, not worldly weapons, to knock down the strongholds of human reasoning and to destroy false arguments. We destroy every proud obstacle that keeps people from knowing God. We capture their rebellious thoughts and teach them to obey Christ. And after you have become fully obedient, we will punish everyone who remains disobedient. That is God's job. He will punish the people that remains disobedient, and our job is to pray for them, because they are not fighting. I mean, we are not fighting flesh and blood, but against the demons that are inside of them. You guys, we are human. We are weak humans, but we don't need to use human plans and methods to win our battles. You know, when we deal with pride that keeps people from relationship with God, we may be tempted to use our own methods. But nothing can break down these barriers like God's weapon. Even our thoughts must be submitted to his control as we live for him. Spirit-empowered believers must capture every thought and yield it to Christ. You know, ask God to give you the spirit of discernment to keep your thoughts focused on his truth. I know we talk about this, discernment in December, but seeing things in God's view, you know, following God's lead is the only answer to everything that comes our way in life. You know, seeking God is vitally important. And in order for us, in order to understand the unseen things at work in our lives or the things that are happening to the world around us, we need the wisdom of God. And how do we get that divine wisdom? We have to set our minds on things above. You know, Colossians chapter 3, verse 1 to 4, it says, I am reading off from the NLT version. It says, since you have been raised to a new life with Christ, set your sights on the realities of heaven, where Christ sits in the place of honor at God's right hand. Think about the things of heaven, not the things of earth. For you died this life, and your life, real life, and your real life is hidden with Christ in God. And when Christ, who is your life, is revealed to the world or whole world, you will share in all His glory. Do you guys hear that? We are a new creation in Christ. The old us have gone, the new us is here. So we have to be able to do things we have to be able to do things God's way, not our ways anymore. We have to be able to do things using God's methods, not the human or not the world weapons. You know, people are so quick to judge, quick to gossip, but we need to be able to be quick to come lay flat and just, you know, give it all to God, because that is the only thing that we can do, guys, to pray for one another, lift each other up in prayers, and just build each other up with the word of God, instead of using whatever words or whatever words that is floating in your mind, or, you know, that you hear, instead of believing what everyone else is saying, but to bring it back to the word. And, you know, just pray for one another. Ephesians 6, starting verse 10, it says, finally, brothers, be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. Put on all of God's armor so that you will be able to stand firm against all strategies of the devil. For we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in the dark world, and against evil spirits in the heavenly places. Guys, we are not fighting against flesh and blood, but against demons whom Satan has control over. They are roaming around us, watching and waiting to devour us. You know, Isaiah 5:14 says it like this, the grave is licking its lips in anticipation, opening its mouth wide. The great and the lowly and all the drunken mob will be swallowed up. Guys, we face a powerful army whose goal is to defeat the body of Christ. Satan will try every single thing in his power to turn us from God and back to sin. But I just want to remind you guys that God's mighty weapons are available to us as we fight against Satan's strongholds. And our brother Paul reminds us in Ephesians chapter 6, starting verse 13. It says, therefore, put on every piece of God's armor, so you will be able to resist the enemy in the time of evil. Then after the battle, you will still be standing firm. Stand your ground, putting on the belt of truth and the body armor of God's righteousness. For shoes, put on the peace that comes from the good news of faith. The good news, so that you will be fully prepared. In addition to all of these, hold up the shield of faith to stop the fiery arrows of the devil. Put on salvation as your helmet and take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Pray in the Spirit at all times, on every occasion. Stay alert and be persistent in your prayers for all believers everywhere. Did you guys hear that? It says that when we pray, we have to pray in the Spirit at all times and on every occasion. And that's what I'm talking about. Instead of, you know, when we see things on social media, instead of, you know, following everybody and put our thoughts or put whatever we think is best, we have to be able to go get off social media and pray in the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit. And it's just that we have to stay alert and be persistent in our prayers for our brothers and sisters in Christ all around the world. This is how we can win the battle, you guys. This is how we can win the battle. Instead of, you know, just putting our thoughts with whatever we think is best, we need to get off whatever you are doing, to stop whatever you are doing and pray for one another. Pray for one another. So I just want to encourage you guys to pray. Paul assures us that God's mighty weapon are powerful and effective. These weapons can break down the proud human arguments against God and the walls that Satan builds to keep people from finding God. So our job is to fight with God's weapon. And it already tells us we are to stand our ground with the belt of truth, personal integrity, and moral courage, the body armor of God's righteousness, an upright heart. We have to be able to strap on our feet the gospel of peace, hold up the shield of faith to block anything that comes our way, put on the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Bible. We need the Bible, the basic instructions before leaving earth. This is what can help us, you guys. And with God's mighty weapons, we sure can win this battle against the enemy. So I just encourage you to stay guard up and be alert at all times. We don't know when God is coming back, y'all. And you don't want God to come back and you're busy doing something that, you know, you're not even supposed to be doing. You hear me? So I just encourage you that you stay guard up. You stay face down on the floor and to seek Him on a daily basis. This is how we can win our battles, and with God's weapon now, not the world's method, but with God's method. And we already know how, and that is to just read through Ephesians chapter 6, because Ephesians is, Paul is like, you know, he always encourages us, and then at the same time he's like, but you gotta do this is what you gotta do in order for you to stay strong, this is what you gotta do in order for you to resist, to be able to resist the devil, this is what you're gonna do. And Paul, you know, we all know who Paul was, right? He used to kill Christians and stuff, you know, he used to kill Christians left and right. But God, ooh, Jesus, God, y'all, with God, all things are possible. And the Christians were scared at him at first, but, you know, scared of him at first when they start hearing that, you know, he was a changed man. And that's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like if they were to go with the world methods of, you know, thinking, oh, how can he, the person who murders, you know, our brothers and sisters, how can he just all of a sudden become this, you know, this guy that so called himself a follower of Christ now, like, but no, they were able to trust in God, and that's because they always come back to the word of God and seek God to help them through. And little did we know, Paul is writing these letters left and right. He almost wrote the whole New Testament, and I'm just so grateful for his story, because you guys, it motivates me each and every single day. Because when I think to myself that something is impossible, I'm like, I have to, you know, slap my face or slap myself and remind me that, you know, with God, all things are possible. And that is from Matthew 19:26. You know what? I'm just going to read it. I'm going to read it to you guys. Matthew 19:26. Let's see. Matthew 19:26. It says, Jesus looked at them and said, with man, this is impossible. You hear me? But with God, all things are possible. With man, everything is impossible. But with our God, the only true God, all things are possible. With man, everything is impossible. But with God, all things are possible. So I just encourage you guys to stay on guard. Stay on guard and just keep praying for one another. Keep praying. We are to be able to set apart for God, not join in with what the world is saying or what the world is doing. We are to expect that we are going to go through trials, and that's because we are different from the rest of this world. If your life is not facing any trials or stuff like that, I feel like you are not getting out of your comfort zone. But we have to start getting out of our comfort zone and start teaching the truth, guys. We have to start standing up for the truth for God and be able to pray for one another, encourage and pray for one another, instead of, you know, blending in with the rest of the world. But I just want to say thank you guys so much. I know today's lesson is short, but I just want to come on here and just remind and encourage you guys, because you guys, we need one another. We need to be able to pray for one another. You guys hear me? We can't do it on our own. We need you guys to also pray for us, the Edifying Queens, because we do have our own lives, different lives, but we try our best to be able to come on here and encourage you guys on a daily basis. So thank you guys so much for coming in, or not coming in, but tuning in. And I am just so grateful for your willing hearts and your motivation, or your I'm just grateful for you, each of you. How about that? But I hope you guys have a beautiful weekend, and I am looking forward to see you guys in the upcoming week. So please tune in. Don't forget to tune in to for next week, Friday. One of our sister in Christ have something special for you. So please tune in. Don't forget to tune in. And we will see you guys soon. We love you guys. And we hope that you have a wonderful weekend with your family and your loved ones. So we love y'all. Bye. Give you guys an opportunity for those of you that don't have Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. I just want to let you know that it is not too late. According to Romans 10:9, it says that if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. So I just want to let you know that it is not too late. You can make that decision now. If you want, go ahead and say this short prayer with me. Father, in the name of Jesus, I confess with my mouth the Lord Jesus, and I believe in my heart that you, God, have raised him, Jesus, from the dead. And I thank you, Father, that I am now saved according to the word of God in Romans chapter 10, verse 9. And for those of you that are wanting to rededicate your life to Christ, say this short prayer with me. Father, in the name of Jesus, I confess that I have sinned. And I thank you, Father, that you are faithful and just, and that you have forgiven me of my sins and cleansed me from all unrighteousness according to your word. In 1 John 1:9, in Jesus' name I pray.